Beginning April 1, children and adults can make themselves more aware of the dangers of child and human trafficking, and how to prevent it, in an online cybersecurity and anti-child and human trafficking microcredential course offered through SU College. Human trafficking is the recruiting, transporting, or holding victims to exploit them, usually for sexual purposes or work. Traffickers get their victims to comply through different forms of coercion. The college has partnered with Zahive, a global cybersecurity organization, in offering two cybersecurity and anti-child and human trafficking microcredentials. There is one microcredential for children from kindergarten to grade 5 to take, another for children and youth from grade 6 to 12 and adults, such as parents, social workers and teachers. We know that cybersecurity and human trafficking are going hand in hand, more so as the technology is growing, and so we've been able to pull resources together to create two different microcredentials, said Lori Crossan, SU College Continuing Education and E-Learning Director, in a presentation to the college's Board of Governors Thursday. Our children are on technology all the time and don't realize that saying one simple thing could lead to someone knowing where they live, so how do we protect these kids is the objective. The program contains important tips for children, such as people they may not know asking for a photo and how it's not okay. The parents can have access to the training so that they can see what the kids are learning, and the parents can also learn, how do I help my child from becoming a victim? How do I stop that from happening? Crossan said. Crossan told the board that local school boards, agencies such as Algoma Family Services and SU Police will be made aware of the microcredential course. Children are the most vulnerable and susceptible to become victims of human trafficking, and it's so critical that we provide opportunities for young children, with their families and their guardians, to really educate them on this topic to ensure that we keep kids safe, said Jennifer Mosley, SU College e-learning program manager. This is really important education for our young children. Fortunately, we have a platform that allows us to reach a global audience. We're looking at things like being able to define sexual harassment, trafficking, cybersecurity and cyberbullying, the ability to describe diversity, equity, inclusion and access, looking at recognizing where human trafficking originates and the impact of human trafficking, providing examples of cyberbullying and sexual harassment, as well as describe a case of child human trafficking being foiled, Mosley said. Crossan said that while the microcredential is constructed to reach a global audience, the course material can be adjusted and customized for local needs. It's great to see this, said David Orazietti, SU College Dean of Aviation, Trades and Technology, Natural Environment and Business. I can't help but think back to a previous role when I received briefings on human trafficking in Ontario and how horrific it was. The fact is, two-thirds of human trafficking that happens in Canada happens in Ontario, and the average age of recruitment is 13 years old. What you're bringing together today are the strategies about how we combat it. This is absolutely a great program. Upon completing the microcredential through a SU College webpage, students will receive a digital badge and certificate from SU College. Our department is working very hard on building our microcredential portfolio. We have a site with over 80 microcredentials currently on it and growing, Crossan said.